Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by Key Bank. And last night, Indians, of course, lost a tough one to the Minnesota Twins. I think we'd be remiss not pointing out, here's a guy, Corey Kluber, Cy Young Award winner, 8-16 this season. Maybe the most deceiving record in baseball, Tito. And maybe, is he pitching when a lot of guys right now would have shut it down?
I agree with everything you just said, but I probably need to expound on that because he deserves it. One, you're right. His record is 8-whatever it is, and he has pitched like a winner, and he's not going to be this year because of a lot of things, run support, you know, some things that haven't gone right at the end of games. And then, you know, when he hurt his hammy, he tried so hard to come back and be available, and which we love. And, yeah, he's not in midseason form, and he knows it. It's a struggle for him right now to get the ball down, or at least get it down consistently. And because of that, he's given up some damage that he doesn't normally do, but he's not running from it, and he wants to pitch again. And you know what? I'm all for it. And I hope he pitches great for his sake and for ours. But I also think there's something to be said for somebody that just continues to try to want to do the right thing. I mean, the same thing with Michael Brantley. Now, Michael's not playing tonight because that shoulder hurts, but he's done everything in his power to get himself out there so he can help us win. I don't know how you aren't fond of guys like that, or at least what they're trying to do. I mean, my goodness, that's why I feel the need to protect these guys sometimes, because I see how hard they try.
Tito, is this all kind of part of what the message was as far as accountability, when you made all the changes and you brought in some of those core guys, and we know who they are, be it Kluber, Gomes, Brantley, Kipnis, some of your young leaders, is this kind of what you were hoping to see and have it established because of the impact it has beyond this year?
Well, you know what, Hammy? I actually think with guys like Kluber and Brantley, we already knew that. Regardless of their age, we knew that what they were about. Now, again, there's times, you know, like when Mastie was here. Mastie was the clear leader of the pitching staff, and that's okay. But when he left, Kluber kind of took over that thing. It didn't mean that there was less respect for Corey when Mastie was here. Just that's the way things are in the game. You know, you kind of bide your time, and then you know. But I think we've known all along what leadership's skills they have and how accountable they are. It just, unfortunately, now we're talking about it because of injuries and things like that, but we've known that for a long time.
Tito, is it more important in the game of baseball? I mean, Jason Giambi is the exception to the rule. It just seems like he embodied everything you want, because he also was really comfortable going and getting into people's faces and trying to get people to do the right thing. Is it more important, though, to have a number of guys? Is it kind of tough to have that one guy? Are they hard to find? So is a club better when you have 4, 5, 6 guys like you have now?
Well, I'm sure you remember, because we talked about it a lot, but with Jason Giambi, I never referred to him as a veteran. I referred to him as the veteran, because and that was a reason, because he could pull it off like nobody else. This is a guy that wasn't playing very much anymore, but he still had the ability to deliver a message, and it's not always easy to do. And because when you're not playing, or if you're older, you know, guys look at you like, you know, well, we can handle this. He had a genuine way of getting that message across, and it was very much appreciated, and he did it in a great way. That's why I think G's going to be a manager if he wants to be, a hitting instructor if he wants to be. He's been through it all, and he's going to do whatever he wants.
But he's left a mark, hasn't he? Because some of these young guys that we've just talked about, they're going to be able to take this now the next step forward when you look ahead.
You better believe it. I mean, you know, I know that, you know, our record isn't where we want it to be, and that bothers a lot of us. But going forward, we have learned a lot from this last 2 months, and we needed to, and we have. And I firmly believe that Corey and Brantley, Gomes, are going to lead us where we want to get.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the Key Bank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Twins coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.